Blackstone Audiobooks presents Crusader by Max Brand. Part 1. Chapter 1. Cyclone Knocked Senseless. The distinguishing feature of Sparrow Roberts among managers of prize fighters was that he believed in keeping his protege busy in the ring, even if the purse were small. The result was that when Colonel Joshua Nichols decided to put the town of Juniper on the map and make his own name famous by bringing over the middleweight champion of the world to fight for a great purse, the American middleweight champion refusing to close for moderate terms, the fight was offered to Sparrow Roberts and his protege, Cyclone Ed Morgan. Pierre Lacoste, the great French fighter, the idol of Europe and the king of his class throughout the world, claimed such a huge purse that even Colonel Nichols, with all of his new millions dug out of Western Mountains, was dazed. $250,000 in hard cash was a staggering sum. But Colonel Nichols wanted Lacoste and closed with him for that figure. Then he tried to balance the bargain, to a certain extent, by making reasonable terms with some American fighter. When the American champion refused to sign for less than $150,000, Colonel Nichols paid no more heed to him, but cast about for a good second choice.